Hello everyone, my name is Nico and I am the DM for A Fool's Quest. I want to start by saying thank you for checking out our show. We know that there's a ton of podcasts that are out there and we really appreciate you taking the time to give ours a listen. Now, before we dive into the actual show, there are a few quick items that we want to cover with you just so you kind of know what to expect from the show. First, our show is a collaborative storytelling podcast. That means that I, along with six other people, work together to tell a story, and we do this using the Dungeons & Dragons game system. Our show is pretty rules light when it comes to that. We focus more on like making a cool story for you than we do playing a game. Our show also uses a lot of sound effects, ambiance, and music. Mike, my co-editor, and I spent a lot of hours fully producing the show, so we hope you enjoy it. Speaking of music, we are very, very honored and excited to announce that the music in our show is provided in part by Midnight Syndicate, who are the makers of the official Dungeons & Dragons soundtrack. In addition to Midnight Syndicate, Algal the Bard has also gifted us with his music. He creates a lot of super cool minstrel covers of popular songs, and you can find him on YouTube. Next, A Fool's Quest is a season-based show, meaning you can dive in at the beginning of the show, which is right now, immediately after this, starting with season one, or you can dive in at other seasons and kick off the shenanigans there. With each season, you'll find new plot lines, new characters, new jokes, new puns, all sorts of new chaos, and each season's kind of unique in its own way. I know some podcast apps will break up shows into separate seasons for you, but not all of them do that. So we've gone ahead and created a website for our listeners that does just that. If you go to our website, afoolsquest.com, you can get a breakdown of each season and decide kind of where you want to start. If you're listening on Spotify, we've actually created individual playlists for each season. If you're on Apple, it should separate the seasons for you. If you're using something else, I don't really know. Maybe just check out our website, afoolsquest.com. Pop over there. Next, A Fool's Quest has a spin-off podcast that isn't a comedy. It's a murder mystery instead, and it is indirectly connected with the A Fool's Quest storyline, but it can be listened to completely separate. This show is called Ethereal Embrace. It has 28 episodes, and we release the show between Season 3 and Season 4 of Fool's Quest. Again, you can find more details about Ethereal Embrace on our website. Finally, if you're enjoying the show and you want to say hello to our cast, or if you want to quietly stalk us from the shadows, which is totally cool too, you can follow us on all major social media platforms or even dive into our Discord. If you're enjoying the content and want even more AFQ content, we created a Patreon for our fans to support the show. The Patreon channel has ad-free listening, additional content, bonus episodes, and lots more. Links to our social media, to our Discord, and our Patreon are all in the episode notes here, or they are on our website with everything else. Okay, that's enough for me for now. We really hope you enjoy the show, and from all of us here at A Fool's Quest and Ethereal Embrace, be safe, we love you all, and stay foolish.
Background music and ambience brought to you in part by Midnight Syndicate. Masters of instrumental gothic, fantasy, and horror soundtracks for your imagination, and makers of the official Dungeons & Dragons soundtrack.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Do you love tales of fantasy, rife with thrills, adventure, and humor? Do you love Dungeons & Dragons and other fantasy role-playing games? So do we. Welcome to the premiere episode of A Fool's Quest. We're an assembly of fun-seeking cohorts with a deep-rooted fervor for fantasy adventure gaming. We invite you to accompany us on our group's odyssey through the realm of Euphry. In this introductory episode, you'll get to know our characters, as well as the lands from which they hail. Then, in each episode thereafter, nail-biting action, white knuckle excitement, ridiculous humor, pop culture references.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
Experience all the fun of Dungeons & Dragons, enhanced with music and sound effects. Each episode presented in roughly an hour or less. No marathon sessions here. Now, let's join Michelangelo, the Tortle Cleric, Malfador, the Azimar Paladin, and Dwarven Brewmaster Ingvald Porter Altbeer as they band together in their pursuit of a Fool's Quest.
All right, I'm recording. Let's actually do this.
Let's do this.
So I figured we would do... You guys would give intros for your characters, and then I would tell the background real quick, and then we can dive into where the story starts off. So... Yeah, Chris, you should go first. There's going to be a lot of editing on this, I feel like.
Edit all the embarrassing stuff
this
out.
This is how all the professionals start.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Critical Role, here we come.
That's right. Watch out.
With their cats rubbing their face all over their recording
all
here.
Over the microphone.
Yes.
I'm playing Michelangelo. He is a Tortle Cleric.
Stuff that went monk.
I should have went monk, and I should have named him Raphael. Jess was giving me shit.
So Michelangelo, and then Mike, your character?
I'm playing an Azimar Paladin named Malfador. He's a spoiled, pompous, rich boy from a wealthy family. Got a kind of a chip on his shoulder. Be interesting to see how that plays out.
I really like that. So that's Malfador. Do you have anything else for us?
Well, I could give you the that backstory piece that I wrote you from the personal memoirs of Malfador's father, Lord Donanto Gromroyal.
Yeah,
go for it. And that letter, or that journal entry reads, "Today I received a letter regarding my young scion, Malfador. An esteemed emissary recruitment from the Dairy Coast Adventurers Guild visited our villa to evaluate my son. I can only surmise that the tales of his lineage, as well as the rampant rumors surrounding his childhood incident, served to pique the interest of the guild and garner their consideration for him as a viable candidate. Within the letter was their formal invitation, and I could not be more relieved. My Lady Therese and I have all but bled dry of hope that our son would become the man we know he could be. Ever since that dark day when we almost lost him, another side of our son emerged. His ambitions broadened and aggregated, and have not always been tempered with prudence and compassion. His grasp of right and justice are truly inspired, but the tenacity with which he pursues it borders on extremism, if not ruthlessness. There's no doubt in my mind that he follows the right path. I do, however, have concerns for the persona he displays to the world. Perhaps it is simply the foibles of youth rendering the good man I know he is to be subservient to such flaws of character. If I hadn't heard it with my own ears or witnessed it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed my son to be capable of such blatant arrogance and pompous hubris. Counseling him has proved frustrating, to say the least. He is strong of will and exceedingly cocksure. I must admit he reminds me of myself as a young lad in Nortuga's Reef. I suppose I only have myself to blame. Life among the aristocracy makes such great demands on one's time and attention. I haven't spent enough time with him, and I fear that his life of privilege has left him lacking perspective. Thank the gods for the clergy that encouraged him in matters of faith and right character. I feel it is their tenets that bolstered a solid and true foundation upon which these current improprieties have been allowed to grow, but will not root for long. This invitation is a most convenient opportunity, in that his mother and I harbor good expectations that not only will Malfador present himself an ardent and exemplary pledge, but we also cherish the thought that this experience may test his true mettle and forge the man we long to see emerge and overtake the boy we send. Gods protect him, and have mercy on those who get in his way."
And now let's bounce over to William for his character.
All right, so my character is Ingvald Porter Altbeer. I'm a 97-year-old master brewer. Been doing it since I was in my early 20s, when I was sent off to my uncle in the city of Cheddar originally. And then I've traveled around for the last 50 years or so to different towns, so I have a little bit of experience all around the Dairy Coast. Not for a long period of time in any specific area, but I've learned about a lot of small cities. I've made a lot of different types of beer. Some have become famous, some have not. And I specifically just built I've had, Baron a Bucket, Oaken Pain, and Dwarven Conversation have both become famous, or all become famous amongst the,
Pair your beer with some turtle delicacy, and we've got a pizza shop that serves alcohol.
You can't beat drunken pizza.
And you have to be drunk to eat turtle pizza.
You do. So. You do have to be drunk.
Comes with crickets, yeah, so.
But once you're drunk, combination out of this world. Culinary innovation.
Like after the first two, the pizza's amazing.
Yeah, especially my beer. Oh, shit.
Yeah. His initials come to IPA.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's a proper dwarf name.
Well done.
All right, a little bit of background around the world. So the world that you guys are starting in is around the Dairy Coast. So this is the only area that you guys have been to. There's about 15 different cities that are there. Each one has a little bit of a bio, so we can cover that as you guys travel, but you'll be starting off in Cheddar. For the notes on this account, so Cheddar is the largest town in the Dairy Coast region. The city contains the headquarters for the Dairy Coast Adventurers Guild, which is a division of the Global Adventurers Guild, Masters Enterprises. The initials are GAGME. So GAGME works as a type of law enforcement that operates outside the body of local and regional law. Blessed by the 12 gods, GAGME Adventurers, which is the law that they have out there on the road, the GAGME Adventurers can act as investigators, enforcers, judges, and jury within any region, state, or country. The only people who can overturn an adventure is a regional judge who is appointed by the people of the local region to instate law and oversee local hearings, and GAGME leadership. So direct leadership can overturn their rulings as well for their people out in the field. GAGME does not create any laws for any people outside their own local chapters of the Adventurers Guild. So the Adventurers Guild enrollment program is a mandatory program for those who are selected. GAGME operates in more than just law enforcement capacity. There are also members who seek out knowledge, histories, and magics. There are adventurers who are assigned to recovering relics and artifacts. And there are adventurers that are simply there to travel and write new theory and catalog new items. The only thing adventurers do not participate in is politics outside of GAGME's own politics. Adventurers are allowed to pursue their own interest, so long as the guild has not tasked them with a formal request. In addition to following formal orders, a percentage of all earnings that an adventurer acquires throughout their travels must be paid back to GAGME. Payment can be made at any chapter, and the funds will be reallocated to the appropriate guild, less the travel costs. So, back to Cheddar, where you guys are starting in the Dairy Coast. Cheddar has its own law enforcement, trade, and judicial system. The city is not dependent on the guild for law enforcement and receives an annual commission from the guild for each active adventurer. Because the annual commission is the guild's largest expense, the Dairy Coast Adventurers Guild is known for supplying strong candidates for GAGME. The chapter does not have a specialization like some of the other chapters. They supply all types of adventurers and promote only the best. Each chapter has its own cloak to identify adventurers as licensed adventurers and the chapter they were promoted from. Wearing an adventurer cloak under false pretense is punishable by death, judged by the headmaster of the relative chapter.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cheddar is known for promoting adventurers who travel far and often. So there's a little bit of the background on the world. Do you guys have any questions about...
Is the cloak going to match my other...
I'm pretty sure that you are shopping for cloaks that would match. Yes. So some of the other adventure guilds that are out there like will only create people who are historians, or they'll only create people who search out relics. But because Cheddar has an agreement where they receive pretty much taxes, annual commission, for each person that's promoted from within Cheddar's own guild chapter house, they typically supply adventurers, people who can bring in good money, whether that's bounties or recovering lost artifacts or, you know, whatever the case may be. Alright, so you guys all received a letter. So, actually, I should get used to
You got a letter in. 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 You got a letter.
Alright, so Malfador, Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. What city are you from?
I believe I picked Gaydon.
Okay. Gaydon, yep. All right. And Mike?
Not gonna be confusing.
Hey, Mikey. Likes it. What city are you from?
The swamps just outside Axe Bite.
Okay. All right. So the swamps just outside Axe Bite. Okay. So just quick hits on those. Gaydon is a dwarven stronghold, so it has a dwarven judge that creates law and can overturn Adventurer Guild stuff. They're a pretty standard dwarven stronghold, like to mine down, like, you know, primarily dwarves, which is actually kind of rare for the Dairy Coast. It's a pretty big melting pot of the different races, you know, so to see a stronghold like that out there is the only reason other people aren't living there is because they don't want to live in the mountains with the dwarves.
Oh, the view is fantastic, though.
So there's that, and then Axe Bite itself. So you live in the swamp near Axe Bite, but Axe Bite is a fortification. So it has an elven judge that proceeds over that, but it's mostly a like a war fort, which is sitting out on the coast, which doesn't really make a lot of sense for where it's at, considering it's not at any like choke point to go to another part of the country or continent
just
or anything.
Sitting out in the
so it's just
nowhere.
Sitting out there, but it's a really, really, really old elven fortification on a coast. It's led by an elven leader. So that's it for the two that you guys come from. So you guys receive a letter in your home cities. Wes also receives this letter, or I should say Ingvald. And the letter says, "Dear Adventurer, during recruiting's last trip through your village, town, or city, you were identified as a potential candidate for the adventuring program. You were expected to report to Cheddar for the adventure registration by the end of 10-day. You will be given a bed, 3 meals a day, and a foot chest for your belongings, for as long as you are enrolled in the adventurer's recruiting camp. Upon completion of the camp, you will be considered a licensed adventurer with all rights and jurisdiction associated. Items you are required to bring for registration: 3 changes of clothes, 2 reading candles, a backpack, a lock, and a water skin. All other items must be able to be contained within a 2x3 foot chest. 2x3 foot chest. All right. Penalties. Penalty number 1: failing out of the adventurer program will result in compensation penalties for immediate family. These compensation penalties are to cover the cost of your enrollment should you fail. Penalty number 2, failing to present yourself to the adventurer program or intentionally failing out of the program will result in criminal offense, penalized by the highest account of the law. Congratulations on being selected. We are pleased to receive you. Or else.
We've been drafted.
Yes.
All right.
So now, do we have to travel on our own accord, or do they send someone?
No, they send someone. So you guys get a nice little buggy that comes out little carriage that comes out to pick you up.
Yes.
So you can put, they've got a foot locker there the size that they talked about. You can put your stuff in there, and then they cart you off to Cheddar.
That whole trip, I will refuse to handle my own luggage.
All right. The person who comes to pick you up is a hired hand. It's not an adventurer, so you are free.
A gag me lackey.
Family histories from you guys? Anything relevant that we need to know right now? Like, were your parents in Gag Me for your history? No?
No, we're just turtles hanging out.
Yeah, the turtles don't actually have a lot of Gag Me adventurer. Adventure requests. So you're kind of a...
They hang out in groups of 4, generally.
Down in some sewage.
Yeah.
With a pet rat.
This concludes this episode of A Fool's Quest. Join us next time for more fun and daring adventure. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to like, subscribe, review, and comment on your favorite platform to listen to A Fool's Quest.